In this bulletin, at least three people stabbed in a terror-related incident in London. Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie resigns over the sports grad scandal. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic claims a record-extending eighth Australian Open win. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A man has been shot dead by officers in South London after stabbing at least three people in what police have described as a terrorist-related incident. Police say they received reports of the stabbings in the Streatham neighbourhood around 2 p.m. local time on Sunday. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Stephen Roberts says investigators are researching the suspect's background to learn more about the attack and any possible co-conspirators. This witness describes what he saw.
That's kind of normal around here, so just ignored it. Kept my head down and then just saw people pushing other people against walls around Lidl. And then I heard like a shout and then everyone ran off. And one guy laying on the floor and definite blood around him.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has thanked police and emergency workers for their swift and courageous response. The federal government is confident Australians will be flown within the next 24 hours from the Chinese city of Wuhan, the origin of the coronavirus, to Christmas Island. An Australian medical assistance team with a mobile hospital has arrived at the former detention centre of Christmas Island. A Qantas flight bound for Wuhan via Hong Kong left Sydney on Sunday afternoon. Border Force Commissioner Michael Ultram has directed airlines in China not to let people leave the country for Australia unless they are Australian citizens or residents and have been authorised to do so.
If you attempt to travel Australia, either directly or indirectly, your airline will not allow you to board the flight. If you do arrive in Australia and it is determined that you have been in mainland China on or since the 1st of February 2020, your visa will be cancelled.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Bridget McKenzie has tendered her resignation as Agriculture Minister and Deputy Nationals Leader over the sports grant scandal. It comes after Mr Morrison received an internal report that found Senator McKenzie breached ministerial rules by failing to disclose her membership to a gun club that received federal funding. Mr Morrison says it's important to have transparency.
Standards, as I say, are about accountability, and they are about, even in tough circumstances like this, where the minister obviously did not stand to realise any pecuniary or any direct personal benefit. The standards require a disclosure of interests, and in particular, one where there involves a conflict of interest for a program they might be overseeing.
An Auditor-General's inquiry into the grant scheme showed the $100 million program favoured marginal and targeted seats before last year's federal election. Despite this, Mr Morrison says the report didn't find any evidence Senator McKenzie was biased in the allocation of funds prior to the 2019 election. Some 250 scientists have signed a joint statement to push for stronger action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in Australia. The scientists from several universities are urging the federal government to take meaningful steps against climate change. The group says the increase in fire activity is one of the many things that suggest the impacts of global warming are coming faster, stronger, and more regularly. Professor Neralee Abrams says the letter represents the despair many climate scientists are feeling in the wake of the deadly bushfire season. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has defeated Dominic Thiem in a 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4 thriller to clinch an 8th Australian Open crown and reclaim the world number one ranking. Under siege for much of the four-hour match, the defending champion found himself behind after three sets for the first time in eight finals at Melbourne Park. But after capturing the decisive break in the third game of the final set, the Serb locked down the match to secure his 17th Grand Slam title. Djokovic has praised the Austrian's efforts.
Dominic, is a fantastic tennis player that plays with tremendous amount of power in his shots, especially from the forehand side. He uses his slice really well, so he disrupted my rhythm in my game at one point, and he was a better player. I mean, he one point and probably one shot separated us tonight.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 38. Adelaide, cloudy and 22. Melbourne, a possible morning shower, 18. Hobart showers becoming windy, 16. Canberra sunny and 30. Wollongong a light shower or two, 28. Sydney a shower or two becoming windy, 30. Newcastle showers and possible storm, 30. Brisbane hot and sunny, 36. Cairns a possible shower, 33. And Darwin rain at times, possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.